And from our mountain pose that we've been engaging in, making a choice about where to place the hands, in front, at your sides, behind you in some fashion. Whatever feels comfortable for the mindful walking. And letting the soles of the feet be our object of awareness as we just settle into the walking for the first several minutes. In the beginning. And as we continue to walk, let's try on engaging our first phrase, dwell in peace and ease, perhaps adding in the midst of this or in the midst of things. Dwell in, may I dwell in peace and ease. So offering the phrase for ourselves, this phrase of equanimity. All the while feeling body, walking, perhaps coordinating with breathing in a way that helps you to feel embodied with the phrase. And trying on adding in the next phrase, the compassion phrase. May I be consoled, or may I be comforted. What do you need to hear? Keeping the embodiment alive. Thank you. And as you feel ready, adding in the joy phrase for ourselves. May I be delighted, perhaps with a wee bit of a smile as you continue to feel the feet with the walking. May I be delighted. And then, as you're ready, adding in a phrase for loving kindness, for metta. May I be contented, or may I be happily contented, and keeping the embodiment alive and feeling the walking. Perhaps adding on in the midst of this, in the midst of things. And as you feel ready, shifting and offering the phrases for someone that's really easy to offer these phrases to. Perhaps it's someone when you think of them, you feel some peace and ease, you feel delight, you feel some contentment. So let go of choosing people for whom there is the possibility of reactivity. So it doesn't have to be a human being, and it doesn't have to be someone you even know very well. We're opening up the heart further to include others. And who might that be? And offering the phrases one at a time for this one. So we'll begin with the equanimity phrase. May you too dwell in peace and ease in the midst of things. And may you too be consoled or comforted. Continuing to walk, or if you need to sit, that's fine. Working within your limits. May you too be consoled. And if you need to be sitting, just bring that intention around embodiment into the practice. And the joy phrase, as you're ready, may you too be delighted, delighted, perhaps with a wee smile. And the metta phrase, loving friendliness. May you be contented, happily contented. Perhaps in the midst of this, contented. And then if you like, stringing them together, one after the other, whatever works for you. And then, as you're ready, shifting to offering the phrases to everyone in this community. So you might care to periodically glance at the screen and take in the image of this one or that one, or their name or their space, their room, and offer a phrase to one or another. Or just to the community as a whole. Dwell in peace and ease, be consoled, be delighted, be content. And continuing to feel embodied, whether you need to be sitting or walking. And pausing in your phrases. And wherever you are, just coming to standing again. And just feel into the body, heart, mind. How has this practice been for you? Just check in. Letting ourselves be just as we are. Knowing that however we are is all the unfolding, the workings of the heart. Even if the sensations or the experiences are challenging, it's all working together for good.